The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
And welcome back to our program here, hour number two, and we're going to go right to the telephones. Pete in Florida, aloha. Pete, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello again, Mike. Hello. You know me from your own call. You don't know me. The John Statmiller crew doesn't know me, maybe. But I tell you what, man, all this stuff about Judaism and whatnot, I mean, my neighbor is a Mennonite. I just had a conversation with him trying to explain how, you know, maybe the grass and the trees have a soul and blah, blah. And it's like the guy is so fixated on the teachings that he grew up with. And I can't understand why Christians in this country do not understand that Jews wrote the Bible. And let me stop right there and apologize for an earlier comment I made a few weeks ago. Consternating all Jews, when I said all Jews are XYZ, no, that's not right.
Yes.
I should have said all Zionists are XYZs. Okay, so because if yes. You were Jewish, Mike, I don't have any problem with you, my man, for sure. But I think that for people to grow up and to be raised to be whatever their opinion is, and you know that my opinion about religion is that it's an opinion, for people to have said that the Jews should be, or the Zionists, whoever, you know, Theodore Herzl is the one who came up with that crap. But for those people to say that somehow they're owed that land that they're grabbing from the Palestinians, and that for, it's like, they're actually, the people who actually wrote the Bible are the Jews, right, for the most part. They're Jewish.
Well, they wrote.
Right?
They wrote so, the. They wrote the Torah or the Old Testament. The New Testament was written, by the Romans, actually.
Okay. Yep. So that's why they. That's why people argue that the Romans actually killed Jesus and not the Jews, right?
True. Well.
So my argument is. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, actually, Joshua was his real name. The name Jesus is an artificial construct of going from the original Aramaic into Greek and then from Greek into Latin. Yeshua, translated directly into English, is Joshua, and that was actually his name. And there are indications that he may have actually been taken off the cross while still alive. In fact, there is a grave in Srinagar, India, that claims to be the final resting place of the historical personage of Joshua.
But I mean, we were witness to the modern day. You and I are alive long enough to understand and have gone through the L. Ron Hubbard Scientology religion.
Yep.
Okay, and there's nothing different from between you and I. You already know that there's nothing different between that and Christianity, for that matter. And every time I say that, I know Claire cringes, and I don't mean to offend her because I love her to death. It's like there's no way people can be that ignorant to say that the people who actually wrote that book are the ones who actually wrote themselves as being the promised ones, or the what do they claim themselves as?
God's chosen people. Well, listen,
yes.
Pete. The reality is that everybody who writes and creates a religion always says that the heavens will favor them. That's hardly unique to Judaism. It's certainly true of Christianity. It's certainly true of Islam. You know, they may not use the expression chosen people, but the implied message there is that if you are one of this religion, you are somehow better than everybody else.
Right. It's not any different with the elites. I mean, if I were Barron Trump, I think Donald is spewing some kind of crap in that kid's ear to think you were born into the right, you know, religion or the right family because guess what? You're never going to have to work in a day in your life and blah, blah. And it's like, Mike, man, how do we shake people out of this nonsense? It's like narcissism is what it is. These people are so full of themselves for what they believe in. Get over
Again, that's something you see in all religions. Claire's pretty low-key about her practice of religion, but all religions have their share of fanatics. Where they're just absolutely out there and saying, you know, we have to conquer the world for insert name of denomination there.
You know, somebody made the earlier comment on your show about trying to equate the Indian, Holocaust in what the original Americans did. And it's like, well, we can't change that. But what's going on in Palestine right now is real. It's in real time. And we can literally change that. If we change enough minds, and I mean, you're doing a fabulous job, and I love you to death for doing that, because you're one of the few people on air and radio who actually has the cojones to actually talk about the real important issues. So I love you for that, Mike. I'll let you go, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and thank you for the phone call. And the phone lines, rather, are open. And yes, I'm a little punchy here. This is now my fifth nonstop hour of radio and rented lips. Okay, Bill Clinton, and now I don't know about you. I was kind of hoping he was going to go away. I know most of the Democrats want Hillary to go away. She's become a liability going into the midterm elections. But Bill Clinton co-authored a book, apparently with James Patterson, who's fairly well-known writer of fiction. And Bill Clinton is making the media rounds to use his name value to try and get people to buy the book. And he should have known that once he put himself in front of those cameras, he was going to get ambushed, especially in this new climate of hashtag Me Too. So obviously he was queried about the Monica Lewinsky story. He was obviously very upset about that, but he insists that he does not owe Monica Lewinsky an apology for hijacking her life by seducing her when he was president. In fact, he was out there trying to say he's the victim because of all the damage this scandal did to him and all the money it cost him. No, Bill, you're not the victim. You made a choice. It didn't work out very well. Over at the Council of Foreign Relations, which is this well-known think tank, establishment think tank, they're out there now saying that the U.S. government has to use propaganda on Americans. And that tells us the direction our government is going. As Bush said, we ought to catapult the propaganda forward. When I was younger, there were actually laws that said the government could not use propaganda on the American people. They did it anyway. But it wasn't as heavy and obvious. And now it's the other way. And let's call it what it is. Propaganda are lies. You have the Council on Foreign Relations telling the United States government they have to lie to the American people if they're going to keep us involved in the war agenda, keep us paying all the bills, keep us complacent about all of our money going to Israel, the decline in our infrastructure and our economy. Going to have to lie. Okay, let's see. Vladimir Putin has now signed a bill on what are called countermeasures, reverse sanctions, in response to the sanctions placed on Russia by the United States last April. And the law is already in effect. My concern here is that the sanctions program would work if the United States truly was an the exceptional nation, that if we were the only place where certain products could be acquired or certain crops grown. But those days are gone. People don't have to come to the United States to buy products. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture, and now they're moving away from the U.S. dollar. And so the net result of this is going to be the U.S. government sanctioning itself into isolation. It's going to come back and backflash on us. Okay. More phone calls. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening or afternoon for you, whatever. I want to talk about Valerie Jarrett real quick. Because
yep.
We know she's handler for the Obamas because she hired Michelle for back in 91 over at, she was what, deputy chief to Richard Daley? So, and then
yep.
She had to meet, Michelle was waiting to see if her fiancé Barack or Barry or whatever his name is was, you know, going to let her do the deal. So she had ended up working with the mayor's office, and then she went to the Department of Planning and Development. But you know, this woman gets a full Secret Service detail. She gets 4 to 6 agents 24 hours a day. Okay.
Yep.
That's really because Bozo or Obama had to get her permission on most stuff, and she's the one that planted the spies. And I believe not only was that tarmac meeting with Billy Boy or Billy Goat or whatever, not only about maybe Senate confirmation or judicial. What is it? She would get that seat that from the judge.
Supreme Court seat.
What do you call it? Supreme Court, yeah. But also to start this spy ring on Trumpets. And to me, the whole premise of Planet of the Apes, because I only saw the first one, that was enough, but was the primates were in charge of the humans.
Yes.
It's all backwards, and it always has been. And we got to try to reverse it. And it's going to take time, but I think step by step, we can try at least. It's better than not trying. And have a great night in regards to Miss Claire. Lady. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to John in Kentucky. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening just a while ago. I tuned in late. But I heard some people talking there. I guess you and another fella talking about the Bible.
Yep.
And it's surprising to me that you don't understand what's going on with that, because it was not written totally by the Romans. Paul himself wrote part of the New Testament, and he was a Roman. But
yes.
The others were not Roman. You know, John was not a Roman. James,
well, first of all, hang on a second. First of all, the book of John was written some 60 years after Jesus/Joshua's crucifixion. The books of the Bible are named for these various individuals, but there's no indication that these individuals actually authored these texts. And following the Council of Nicaea,
they weren't the authors. They were not the authors. They were the scribes. They were the ones that wrote it down. God is the author. God directed them what to write and how to write. And a lot of the things that Paul was writing, he was actually the one that was getting the details from God, but Luke was actually writing for him.
All right, well, listen, we're obviously going to have a disagreement over the origins of the New Testament, especially its extensive rewrites throughout history. So thank you very much for the phone call, John. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. My sense of what was just brought up about the scribes is I think they were using erasers in a lot of cases instead of actually writing things down. They're erasing some things. Because they did leave out like the Apocrypha, and I'm not a scholar, a religious scholar, but anyway, the topic today is, I don't know if you saw this, this is all really, the synchronicity of this is just so fascinating. The whole deal that happened with Starbucks here in Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
And the two guys were standing and didn't buy anything. Of course, any business you go in, if you don't buy anything, I would never stand in a business and not buy anything. That's why I'm going there, you know. Anyway, so it came down. My gosh, did you see how fast they responded to that? It almost looks like it was set up to begin with, because the city responded within 10 days approximately, or 2 weeks at the most, and gave the guys $200,000. Now, they each agreed to accept $1 each, and they were going to give the rest of it to some kind of a training program for minorities. But I just heard from a friend today that each of them was given a job with the city for $50,000 each. I haven't verified that yet, but I am going to. But something else, I just read today that Schultz is stepping down as CEO from Starbucks because he has, are you ready? Drum roll, please. Political aspirations. He wants to run for president. Now, isn't that fancy that he would do this sensitivity training? And I mean, it's just all, I mean, doesn't, what do you think? I mean, 175,000 employees, he has them to take a half a day off. It cost the company $12 million, all for sensitivity training. I'm not buying it, right? So it's kind of peculiar. One more thing I want to bring up, and that is, I believe I called in before with you talking about Lockheed Martin. And what I'm bringing up here is F-35 that can't seem to stay off the ground. Now, isn't that just fancy? We got all these engineers, and there's some smart people that put that plane together. And I believe it is an advanced design, if it would fly. Now, the parts that are going down, and by the way, I was in the Navy, and I worked on avionics, so I know a little bit about this stuff. I'm not an expert, and I'm not an engineer. But there's a lot of smart people that put that thing together, so why doesn't it stay off the ground? Here's my idea. What if that company was infiltrated and compromised, where the glitch was designed, but a certain group has the fix for the glitch, but they went around a little bit long enough, and they put in a note for another contract expansion, you know, more money. We need more money to fix it, right? And then they turn around, and they get that plane for a discount. They've already taken 50, an order of 50, I believe, and they're going to have another 50 to follow. What if, now, Mike, if somebody wanted to compromise our nation, our ability to protect our borders, our own borders, what if a group wanted to infiltrate, compromise, and sabotage our ability to do that, but yet they retain the most advanced aircraft on the planet Earth? Now, I'm just putting that out there, but I did hear
the reason that doesn't work is if you want the ability to covertly sabotage an airplane, you don't do it right at the beginning. You wait until the airplane is, going into service, and then you trip off whatever it is. Right now, both the F-22 and the F-35 have just been disasters right from the beginning. And if this was intentional, you're always running the risk that Lockheed's engineers will find and fix whatever the glitch happens to be. But in this case, we're looking at some very obvious design flaws. We know that on the F-35, when they test-fired the cannon, it literally bent the frame of the aircraft. That's an engineering failure. That's not sabotage. That's somebody just wasn't doing their numbers well enough.
Okay, so that's more of a mechanical thing. I was thinking that most of the problems were avionics, but you're saying that that's more of a mechanical engineering kind of process. I get it. And on that same note, on Robert Revold's show, and this idea of companies being infiltrated and compromised and sabotaged from the inside out, like I brought to your attention about Remington, and now we're learning that, you know, they went bankrupt, or they're claiming bankruptcy for $950 million, and they did that during a time when the gun sales were through the roof before Trump came in. They were through the roof. They've set history records, right? Sales records. So, but on Robert Revold's show, it connected the dots for me when he played somebody named Brendan O'Connell, who's in Australia, and who spoke up against a certain group that lives over there in the Middle East and claims to be the best of all the planet Earth, special people.
Well,
He went to jail for 3 years.
Mark,
anyway, it's called the Talpiot.
Mark,
it's called the Talpiot.
Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials, and I will answer what happened to Remington after we get back from the commercials. So thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Welcome back to our program here. Now, following up with the story about Remington. Remington used to be a good brand, good product, but like so many other American companies, they've been forced onto the path of value engineering by our declining economy. And Remington basically made a major mistake. They reworked the Model 700 rifle, and the new design trigger had a flaw that allowed the rifle to discharge inadvertently. And ultimately, they were forced to recall and replace all those rifles, which costs a lot of money, and they got sued for at least one death caused by the rifle discharging unintentionally. And that's what happened to Remington. Okay, speaking of the F-35, though, kind of a fun little story. The arrival of the F-35 to Britain has now been delayed due to the weather. As you know, the F-35 has certain issues with certain weather conditions here. The U.S. is about to slap disobedient European firms with more sanctions over this Russian gas project. The Nord Stream 2. And again, control of those pipelines and pipeline right-of-ways is a major geopolitical issue. It's the reason the U.S. went into Afghanistan, along with the opium. It was all about a pipeline right-of-way. And the Taliban were willing to lease the pipeline right-of-way, but they wanted a fair price for it. And so this consortium of oil companies got together with Congress and said, you know, it's going to be cheaper to invade. That's where it all came from. Russian gold mining companies are getting ready to double production. This will make Russia the second largest gold producer on Earth. Right now, they're in number three after Australia and China. But Russia knows what's coming, and they're going to need a gold-backed currency to survive. Over at the United Nations, they have this special reporter on extreme poverty and human rights, Philip Alston, and just released a report on the United States itself. This report condemns the Trump administration for deliberately creating devastating inequality with that tax package that gave all these tax cuts to the ultra-rich, rich corporations, and actually increased taxes on the middle class. This United Nations report went on to point out that more than 40 million U.S. citizens live in poverty. Some 5 million live in third world conditions because of inhumane government policies. So, no, the economy is not doing well. The economy is not working for the American people. Great for those up at the very top. They're having a really, really good time. Over in Europe, a lot of signs of discord in the European Union. Italy's new Eurosceptic coalition government is saying they're not going to be the European Union's refugee camp anymore. And they're taking a hardline stance on migration. And Matteo Salvini is out there saying, get ready to pack your bags. You're going home. Sadiq Khan is calling on members of parliament to accept Lord's Brexit plan and stay in the customs union. To heck with what those voters wanted. We know what's best, at least for ourselves. Trump's U.S. ambassador to Germany says he may intervene in the European politics to empower conservatives. So after all that brouhaha about Russia tinkering with our elections and our internal politics, and now U.S. is openly doing it over there in Europe, as we're the good guys, and those others, those are the bad guys. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and I'll be right back after these few words. Oh, no, I got another minute. Sorry, I misread the clock. They're having a brutal campaign season down there in Mexico. Apparently, at least 110 electoral candidates have been murdered since last September. This according to Mexico's national police. Does feel like the whole world is coming apart, doesn't it? Over in Germany, the chief of the Alternative for Deutschland party is under fire. Alexander Goland is basically saying that it's time to stop obsessing about the 12 years under the Nazis. It's time to recognize all of German history and give it equal import. And let it fade away. I agree with him. He's absolutely right. Now we'll be back after these few words. When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
And welcome back to our program here. And we were talking about how this chief of the Alternative for Germany party, Alexander Gauland, is basically come under serious criticism. And he basically came on out and said the rule of Hitler and the Nazis was a piece of bird blank on German history. And he went on to say, we have a glorious history, and it lasts longer than those 12 years. I'm in agreement. I'm sick and tired of movies and TV and Israel just obsessing about the Nazis. And Germany does have a glorious history that extends way beyond there. And I think the German people need to basically say, it's time to let the Nazis fade into history. I mean, Hitler wanted to be remembered forever. Why are we giving him exactly what he wants? Over in Slovenia, their anti-immigration party just won their election. So let's see. That's Slovenia, Italy, Poland, Hungary, Great Britain. Starting to see a little bit of a strain there. Down at our southern border, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security introduced a new policy that would allow Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to separate children and adults crossing the border. This took effect weeks ago. But apparently there are so many of these children, they don't know where they're going to put them. They're scrambling to find accommodations. And last May, President Trump introduced his zero tolerance policy, saying that parents and migrant children would be separated at the border. Now, he may have thought that was going to be a deterrent, because most parents do not want to be separated from their children. But obviously, the fact that they are still coming across the border, that deterrent is not working. And my question is, why are they taking these people into custody anyway? Just turn them around and say, go back the other way. For all Trump's talk about being tough on the border, again, like so much else he's done, it's not working. The illegal immigrants are still pouring in. Amazing here. Remember over in Ukraine, there was this little bit of Russia-bashing propaganda where Ukraine claimed that Russian agents assassinated a journalist, Arkady Babchenko. And it's turning into a major embarrassment, starting with the fact that Babchenko turned up alive, at which point Ukraine changed the story and said, well, actually, it was a ruse to weed out Putin's assassins. And they made two arrests, and they said, see, we've got Russia's assassins. Unfortunately, it turned out the two men they arrested were Ukrainian intelligence. So that's a major, major embarrassment. All right, let's talk about Roseanne, because ABC Television has realized they've made an economic boo-boo, because the cast and crew on the show are under contract for the season. ABC still has to pay them, whether they're actually producing programs or not. And this is something like $60 million in financial exposure to basically pay off all of the employees and actors for the entire 13 episodes of the current season, which was just about to start production. So the situation is so dire. ABC is now talking about restarting the show again, however, with a replacement for Roseanne Barr herself as the main character. Now, reboots with a major change in cast seldom work out very well. To me, given how Roseanne Barr was treated versus how Samantha Bee was treated, for what I thought was an even more offensive statement made on TV, it's obvious that there was a bias against Roseanne, which had a conservative point of view and was turning out to be a major success, attracting a conservative audience. So I think the powers that be had it in for her, and they wanted to find a way to get her off the show in a way where she couldn't sue them. But now, because of the union contracts, they're looking at $60 million. They're looking at bringing the show back with a replacement. And I'm going to make a prediction here that the tone of the show is probably going to be less conservative and more centrist, if not outright liberal. Because we're in the middle of this culture war between conservatism and liberalism. And it's getting very, very intense out there. Remember Monsanto? Well, they're hoping you're going to forget. As you know, Bayer and Monsanto have merged. And because Monsanto's brand is so tarnished, they're not going to use it in the name for the new mega corporation. They haven't announced what that name is going to be. It may be based on Bayer. It may be based on something else entirely.
Well, if you look carefully,
but the problem is there that if you run a search on the name Monsanto, you find all this stuff about their dangerous products, and Bayer wants that to go away. They want everybody to forget about Monsanto and start accepting the new, clean public image that is even now being crafted by the public relations firms. I can't believe this thing is still going on out there. The Supreme Court of the United States has ruled 7-2 that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the rights of the Christian baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. Now, first of all, if you go into any business, any restaurant, any store, somewhere there's going to be a sign on the wall, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anybody." But the gay couple wanted to make a point. They went into this bakery and they said, "We want you to make a cake." Now, normal people, and by normal I mean polite, respectful people, would, if they were rejected by the baker, they'd say, "Okay, fine, thank you. Plenty of other bakeries in town." But they're trying to make this point. They're trying to play that victim card. "Oh, we're being discriminated against here." And it went to court, and unfortunately, the Supreme Court did not address the issue over whether the baker's refusal to bake a cake based on religious grounds was in fact protected by the First Amendment. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is out there just screaming, "You bake those cakes, Christians. You're not allowed to discriminate." So I think going into the midterms, the Democrats don't really have a platform. And so they're playing all these usual cards, the race card, the gay rights card, the women's card, the abortion card. They're going to be playing all of this stuff because it got them awfully, awfully close in 2016. And here's another situation that I'm surprised is still being an issue. Apparently, the Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, were on their way to the White House. It's a traditional thing that the Super Bowl champs get a visit to the White House. They get to meet the president. But apparently, many of the team members decided to stay home. And that was such an affront that Trump rescinded the invitation. These are football players. They're paid professional athletes. Their job is to entertain the sports fans in those stadiums. We don't rely on football players, or for that matter, any celebrity, to decide for us what our politics and viewpoints ought to be. We're perfectly capable of deciding that for ourselves. But I think this nonsense about kneeling and not kneeling has gone way too far. And supposedly these football players who are taking the knee are doing it to protest police violence against blacks. But the numbers recently came on out and showed that police violence against blacks is actually very low. In fact, it's much higher against white people because the police are so afraid of the negative publicity. So they're taking the knee and causing this ruckus over something that doesn't actually exist. And we are just seeing this fantasy world being kicked on up by the liberal media. And it's really silly. It is very, very silly. Okay. Give you an update on our volcano here. And last night there was a fairly major quake on the Big Island at Kilauea. And fissure number 8 broke open, and literally a flood of lava has poured down that rift zone into the ocean on a wide front, taking with it now hundreds of houses have been destroyed. And the lava has cut off the last remaining escape route for Hawaiians who are stranded without food or water or power. Now, they've got 3 of them out there with helicopters, but they're trying to fly back on because they think there's another 12 people. They're going to be hard to find. There's no cell phone coverage. And they're doing their best, but these people should really have left during the mandatory evacuation. So anyway, during this earthquake that happened, the ash soared to 8,000 feet. And it's just pouring on out of there. No tsunami warnings yet. Meanwhile, down in Guatemala, they've had a monster eruption there in the Fuego volcano. Now, the Fuego volcano is a stratovolcano, the steep-sided cone type, as opposed to Hawaii's volcanoes, which are called shield volcanoes, because they look like a shield lying flat on the ground. And I just hope that Madam Pelley doesn't get an inferiority complex and decide to one-up Fuego. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal had a very interesting article saying that climate change has run its course. And it's basically saying that climate change as a political movement is pretty much washed up. It went on for too long. People were just too confused by it all. And so many of the claims made by the global warming people were easy to discount. Meanwhile, it snowed in Newfoundland last couple of days, 4 to 6 inches of snow. And over Texas, an American Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing after being heavily damaged, smashed, and battered by a severe hailstorm, which shattered the nose cone, which is the part over the radar dish, the cockpit windscreen, and side windows of the plane. So much for the claim that snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Let's take a phone call from Dan in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I'm really deeply concerned about these volcanoes because, how dare these volcanoes pump greenhouse gases into the atmosphere? And I'm paying carbon taxes up the yin yang over here. I mean, can't the yes. EPA, can't they sue Hawaii?
Well, it's kind of hard to see. Well, you're effectively suing planet Earth and nature, which I don't think would work. Hang on. But I'm expecting to see Al Gore running up the side of the volcano with a giant cork anytime now.
Can we sue Mother Nature? Where does she live? Where does she live? I mean,
right under your feet.
It's ridiculous. They don't even tell us. You know, how many thousands of tons are being pumped into the atmosphere in like 10 seconds of these volcanoes in Guatemala? I mean,
it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, between these two volcanoes, they're putting out more greenhouse gas in a single day than all the cars in the United States in a year.
How dare Mother Nature do this?
Well,
can we just, I don't know. Can we drop a virgin in there? What do we need to do?
Where do we find one?
Okay. I thought I'd bring a little levity into your day. You look like you had a long day, Mike.
It has been a long day. I'm glad it's almost over. I'm glad it's almost over. Okay?
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Oh, man. Out in California, they have just passed some really serious water restrictions to the point where if you're living in California, you're going to have to basically choose every day. Are you going to take a shower or are you going to do laundry? Because if you do both in the same day, you're using too much water and they're going to basically penalize you for that. Now, one of the reasons there is this drastic shortage of water is the decay of the water distribution system. The aqueducts, the pipe mains. The other part of it is California's population is exploding with all the illegal immigrants, and they're not enlarging the infrastructure to keep up. All right, let's take another phone call. Kenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, a couple of things. I want to start with Roseanne. You were speaking earlier. In my opinion, the real reason she was let go of, and the tweet was just an excuse for what she was espousing, and that is her character was a proud Trump supporter, okay?
Yep.
And that acted as somewhat of a psychotronic generator for Trump and all the other so-called conservatives that are coming up in midterm to later, or next year, I mean, or the second election for Trump, okay? And as far as the two fellows you spoke about in Ukraine, who were behind the so-called assassination of the so-called Russian reporter. Maybe they were kin to or had something to do with the so-called assassination on Netanyahu today. He claimed that he was, they threw the assassination attempt on him. Okay, but I think it's just, you know, it's just another excuse to bring attention to yourself when you're having the bad days that this so-called thing is having. All right, and also for your comment as Hitler wanting to live forever, it's come to my opinion that maybe it's convenient for some people to keep Hitler alive forever.
Well, obviously, yes. I mean, Israel gets a tremendous amount of gain out of keeping that Nazi Hitler thing going. They get money for it. And that's why we're drowning in Hitler movies from corporate media. And I'm sick and tired of it all. I mean, I had family who fought in World War II. Nobody makes movies about them. It's always the Nazis and Hitler. Anyway, Lenny, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our broadcast today after these words.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today here. And we're going to go on out with three stories about political correctness, which has just gone way overboard, jumped the shark here. Apparently, the next Miss America pageant will do away with the swimsuit portion and try to be more inclusive to women of all sizes, because they don't want women in the plus sizes to feel excluded from Miss America. Now, I haven't watched a Miss America pageant since I was a kid, but I remember the only reason I watched it was to see the swimsuits. This one is really out there. Apparently, over in Oxfordshire, England, they've decided to mandate a gender-neutral school uniform. And during the hot summer months, the boys are not allowed to wear shorts. They are required to wear these gender-neutral skirts. They're not even going through the formality of calling them kilts to make it a little bit more acceptable. And these kids who are wearing these skirts, they're going to get teased. They're going to get called bad names. And it's utterly ridiculous. If I was fortunate enough to have a kid and they were in school and they came down with this nonsense, I'd pull the kid out of that school. I don't want school basically tinkering with my kid's sense of gender identification to suit some liberal policy here. Meanwhile, over at Hobart and William Smith College, they're offering a spring course that's going to teach students why masculinity is problematic. So between that and the skirts, yeah, there's a war on masculinity. There's a war on us white guys. And it's getting crazy. It is just getting crazy. Apparently, Australian councils who are auditing children's book, they're considering a ban on the terms boy and girl. It's just amazing. Just amazing. The Department of Homeland Security has decided they're going to give anti-government stories a sentiment rating in order to try and figure out how the public feels about the government, like the polls aren't already giving them that. Apparently there's a large fire over in the Chernobyl exclusion zone, and that is a problem because as that foliage burns up, it contains radioactivity due to bioaccumulation. And that means the smoke coming on out of that fire is highly radioactive. And they're already in there with the water tankers just trying to get that knocked down. Apparently, there's been a break-in at the DNA testing service MyHeritage, where somebody broke on in and for whatever reason made off with the DNA profiles of everybody who's used the service. So that's, it's completely, 92 million users. 92 million users. Okay, we should be hearing the music for the shout out. And yeah, there it is. All right, so I'm tired. I'm fluffy brained. I'm going to put down the microphone. I got to do some stuff with Claire. But we will be back tomorrow in my normal time slot. So until then, have a good evening and aloha, America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.